Dr. Anna Farthing. And I'm very tempted to ask what a doctor you are in.
Well, I can't save your life. So
yes, no, I'm a doctor. My PhD was all about the arts and culture, actually, and history. So it was about using theatre and music and things like that to help people engage with history.
So that leads you obviously nicely into your current position.
Yeah. So I started at the New Theatre Royal in September.
All right. And how have you found it?
I love it. I mean, it's the most beautiful building, Grade 2 star listed building, full of stories, obviously lots and lots of ups and downs over the years. The story of the theatre itself is as dramatic as anything that's ever appeared on the stage, I think. You know, it's been through the Spanish flu and COVID and several fires and all sorts, but I absolutely love it. And I'm really fortunate to have the best team in the world to work with.
I think it's, and I always speak about it, and in actual fact, if you listen to my jingle, whatever it is they use on other shows to plug my show, I go on about iconic buildings in Portsmouth, and I mention the Queen's Hotel, the King's Theatre, the Guildhall, and the Theatre Royal, because they, I think, are iconic buildings in this town, and sometimes we don't shout enough about them.
Well, the front is really beautiful because it's got that sort of conservatory glazed bar over the front canopy and the pillars. A lot of people don't realise it's a theatre. So, it does say theatre on the front, but unless you're actually looking up, which you have to stand on the opposite side of the road, it's not obvious. But it is absolutely beautiful. We had the Portsmouth Urban Sketches in recently, and they drew both the inside and the outside of the building, and their drawings were just stunning. So, yeah, we encourage people to have a look, take some photos, draw it, come in. We've just opened a new coffee bar, so come and have a cup of coffee.
Is that on the second? There used to be a bar on upstairs on the what would be the balcony area, I presume.
Yeah.
That did lunches and...
Yeah, so we're not quite at that point yet, but if you want to pop in and kind of have a coffee, kind of grab-and-go coffee from the stalls bar, then we've got bar stalls there, and we've also just got some really sweet little tables and chairs outside and under the canopy. So it's a lovely place to stop, because, of course, Guildhall Walk is pedestrianised now, so you're not sort of sitting with the traffic. It's a lovely place just to pause and have a chat with a friend or whatever.
No, it's funny enough, because I actually met Anna at the King's, as it would happen.
We were
at Greece, and she was wondering why I kept singing along. And,
well, we were both singing along. Yeah. We were both a bit naughty in that respect, I think.
And I said, brilliant. I get on well with Dick, the CEO there, and I said, come in. And at the time, you were talking about the show that was on last night and is on tonight. No, it starts tonight, and it's on tomorrow, Test by Occam's Razor. You were talking to my
Occam's
wife about...
Razor.
That's it.
As in shaving razor.
And you said, you don't miss this show. I'll tap you up for a couple of tickets. And you said it is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning. So it's the story of Tess of the D'Urbervilles, which is, you know, a story about a young woman facing all kinds of challenges and at a time when, you know, I suppose it was even more difficult than it is now, that sort of Victorian era. But the story is told through dance and physical theatre and circus. So they were rehearsing today. It's absolutely incredible. You know, you see people climbing up ropes and climbing on each other sort of three high, doing all these kind of amazing acrobatics, and they build a whole structure out of sort of planks. It's difficult to explain, but it's really, really athletic. If anyone's kind of, it's very difficult to describe, but I suggest you go onto the New Theatre Royal website and have a look at some of the promotional video. It is absolutely breathtaking. And we're really lucky that in the theatre we can attract this kind of world-class theatre, you know, regularly, actually, increasingly, to get this kind of thing to Portsmouth. Before Christmas, we had a show called The House with Chicken Legs, which then went on to London and became the Christmas show on the South Bank. But we had it in Portsmouth first. So, yeah, it's real pleasure to bring this
Do you get a major say in what you put on, or do you have a department that books the shows and acts? And
we're a team of 10, so I mean, we're a tiny team. So yeah, programming is done by myself and my colleagues, and Yeah, I mean, we are a really tiny team, so we get approached by companies and we go out and we find great companies and we try and partner with work. And increasingly, we want to tell Portsmouth stories, so we're looking for stuff that really resonates. I mean, we've got the Ocean Airs Big Band coming up on the 10th of May. That's it's a swing band, a big band. It's a Royal Marines band. And the story of that is that the Ocean Airs was a band during the 40s that then sort of disbanded, as it were, and it's been brought back together, and it's showing that people still have a huge passion for those big swing dance numbers. I'm a big fan of swing dancing myself. I've just joined the South Sea Lindy Hoppers.
Oof.
And our D-Day programme is going to be about Portsmouth and Portsmouth during the war. We've got a really interesting programme, and we're going to have swing dancing on the street and Guildhall Walk early evening.
Well, that'd be incredible. What's this? The Makenko Taiko Drummers. Now, that, to me, sounds a bit of...
Japanese drummers.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, so that's incredible. That they're, you know, those really big round drums, the sort of Japanese drummers that they use with like two big sticks.
Yep.
It's very, very physical. It's a sort of physical theatre as much as it is the drumming. And I think increasingly, you know, when you're kind of consuming so much of your entertainment either on a screen or even on a tiny screen on your phone, when you see people with real physical skills up close in real life, it is really a special experience. Like Tess tonight, we've got, as you say, the Japanese drummers. We've also got a physical theatre show about King Arthur, which is a sort of family-friendly comedy show, 16th and 17th of May. And then we've got an amazing pianist called Neil Brand playing for silent movies, actually playing for Laurel and Hardy, you know, which is a kind of classic physical comedy, later in May. So I think that sort of physicality, you know, watching people with real skills dance and circus,
think
is really popular.
Paul Marsh in the Morning did an interview, might have been with Neil Brand, talking about his tour, because Laurel and Hardy, I think in that interview, actually appeared there, have been on stage.
They did. So, Lauren Hardy came to the New Theatre Royal twice. And just recently, we picked up an archive from the guy who was the manager of the New Theatre Royal in the 40s and 50s. So we've just discovered that the New Theatre Royal was actually a cinema from 1932 to 1948. And this guy, Mr. Pace, was the manager. And in among this archive, there's a fantastic photo of him standing with Laurel and Hardy in front of one of the doors at the New Theatre Royal, which has got like stained glass in it. And it's amazing because you go, I know that door. I know exactly where that is. So when Neil Brand comes to play for the Laurel and Hardy show, I'm going to get him to stand in the same place.
And the really weird thing is, the day after, Kenny Thomas is there. And I'm doing the soul sessions tonight, and my opening track is Kenny Thomas, You Know How to Love Me.
It's fantastic.
So it's a complete diversity.
Yeah.
And then I notice as you get into June, there's a few films coming your way.
Yeah, so kind of having discovered that the theatre was a cinema, as I say, throughout the war, we thought, well, let's show some films for D-Day. So on the D-Day 80, on the 6th of June, we're showing two films. We're showing Went the Day Well, which is an incredible film from 1942. I'm showing this one for my dad. It's one of his favourites. And it's about basically German paratroopers invading an English village. So it's the opposite of D-Day in a way. And then in the afternoon, we're going to show The Longest Day, which obviously is a very kind of recognised as a sort of very authentic, full of stars, including actually Richard Todd, who was an actor who actually was on Pegasus Bridge.
Yep, remember it.
Yeah. So that's going to be amazing. So that's going to start our film programme. But then through July, we're going to start up a daytime programme, which we're calling Wow, What's on Wednesday? W-O-W, Wow, What's on Wednesday? In the afternoons. And that's going to be a series of classic film musicals. So the kinds of musicals that really only work when you see them on a really big screen. So Wizard of Oz, On the Town, Gene Kelly, Oklahoma, My Fair Lady, and then Mamma Mia. because there are five Wednesdays in July.
Brilliant. I mean, I think people need to go onto your website and have a look along, because I'm just flicking through it, and you go from filming like Went the Day Well, you've got G4, the singers before that, you come down, you've got Julian Clary, yeah. We Will Rock You, and even Johnny Lydon.
Yeah.
That I had the fortune of seeing live back in the late 70s with the Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the variety lies. I think it's a message that people need to go onto your website.
Yeah, we've also got a lot of really good kids stuff.
Yeah.
So we've got lots of fantastic adaptations of children's books. We've got Charlie Cook's favourite book. We've got stuff that's a bit more suitable for older kids, maybe, who, like we've got Hamlet, which we're actually not doing in the theatre.
Fort Nelson,
yeah. So we're promoting that. And I've just heard today that there's actually a school group that are coming over from the Isle of Wight on the ferry to come to Hamlet at Fort Nelson. And it's just fantastic to be able to give young people that kind of really unique experience. I mean, to be honest, to see Hamlet for the first time outdoors in that proper spooky environment, oof, you know, it will really make sense, the whole sort of ghost story of it.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, you know, we're trying to... It's not vanilla. It's not everything for everybody, but there is lots of different things and something for everybody, I would hope. So we've got... I mean, also coming up, we've got our All England Dance Championship, where for 10 days from 9 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night, we've got kids who do ballet, tap, jazz, acrobatics in their Southern Finals, which is the All England Dance Championships. And for young people to have an opportunity to dance or perform on our stage is something that we're also really committed to. So, yeah, we're really trying to share it with as many people as possible.
Great. Anna, thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, it's been a huge pleasure.
Great to meet you, as it is to anybody in local businesses that we can help. It's all about the community. I think it's an awareness with the new theatre. I think if you get the message up, there's some great shows and acts coming down. And
also,
variety.
You know, pop in. Just now we've got the coffee shop.
Absolutely.
You don't even need to come and see a show. Just pop in, get a coffee, have a chat with the box office, see if there's something you like.
Great. As I said, many thanks for coming in.
Well, oh, pleasure.
We'll invite you in again, Anna.
I'd love to.
It's been a pleasure.